Okay, this is lesson three, part three. I think I was going so fast at the end of the last part. I just want to look now on page five and just finish looking at these activities so you can kind of keep them in mind while we progress. We'll come back to them. Okay, so activity six, everyone sits on a line of chairs. Impassive and silent. Suddenly, at a signal from a person outside the group, that's usually me, everyone starts shouting and gesticulating. You can stand up, you can remain seated. You're trying to convince someone of something. You desperately need to convince them. Then, at a further signal, everyone goes quiet and expressionless again. Repeat. This can be done with or without sound. Okay, this is a good exercise. Obviously, we create quite a disturbance with this if we do it with sound, but you can actually do it without the sound. You can just mime this action of trying to convince people. And it's this responding to a signal. It's starting and stopping, which we usually do several times. I think we won't be able to do this in a video conference. It would be too chaotic, but you never know, okay? So we'll save this for when we see each other. Activity seven, you could do this on your own in your characters. Put a table in the middle of the floor, and one at a time, everyone has to climb over the table in character. Okay, here you could do variations on this. It doesn't have to be a table, but it's interesting to set yourself a task. I mean, here it's crossing an obstacle. So you're concentrating on the way your character moves. So you could decide all kinds of things, not just cross moving, you know, climbing over a table, but say, okay, I'm going to imagine how my character would stroke a cat, smoke a cigarette, etc. Just try just concentrating on movements and gestures rather than words. Okay. Activity eight is the activity people find most useful in order to really get into their character, to completely be in the character. And this is the famous hot seat. So as a character that you are performing, I put the indefinite article here because you may have several characters that you are performing and we will choose one at the end. Sit on a chair in front of the whole group. Sometimes we do this with the whole class. Sometimes we do it with small groups. And answer a very quick succession of questions about your personal life, biography. These can be any kind of questions, like what's your favorite color? What do you like eating? Good thing. I mean, just a really weird one came into my head now, like how often do you go to the toilet every day and things like, but stupid ones. Okay. But one thing that you could do to prepare for this, you could write it on this page so you've got it ready, is each jot down in English the kind of questions you might ask someone, another person in the class, in their hot seat, because you need to have lots and lots of questions ready at your fingertips. So on the tip, you know, ready so that you can actually bombard this person. They're not supposed to be sitting there thinking about what they're saying. This is supposed to be really quick, spontaneous. They've got to answer straight away, and they've got to, even in their posture, their reactions, they've got to respond completely with body language and words to those questions. Okay, so you need lots and lots to jot down some. I mean, they can be, yeah, not so serious in a sense, but you want lots and lots. So the person answering, the person in the hot seat has to answer and behave in character, never lapsing. So you've got to try and maintain that and be aware of the way you sit, move, laugh, etc. So everything. And that one really, if you are an actor, you have to do that lots of times. You have to really work at that. It's not easy to do it well. Okay, I was just smiling because I was thinking of last year, a few people who were very clever in this, in that they were stroppy characters. I don't know if you know this word, stroppy. It's possibly slightly regional, slightly Yorkshire, but I'm not sure. My mother used it. I've heard other people use it. Stroppy is someone a little bit aggressive. And so they responded, they were able to kind of ward off, bat back these questions by being aggressive, by not answering in a sense. Okay, and this was a very clever way of dealing with the hot seat in character. So anyway, I don't know if you'd like to try that with this work on What's Up. You could even try it in your families, with your friends, even if the people you're with, even if their English isn't that great, it doesn't matter. Give them some questions, try it out, okay? Practice if you have time, if you have the possibility. Okay, just to finish, I'm aware that I'm firing a lot of things at you, things to think about, and so I don't want to give you too much. On the other hand, as I mentioned in the earlier part, I want those of you who haven't yet done a video to consider the possibility of the homeless person. And here we have a slight problem in the booklet, in that in the copisteria they reversed two of the pages. So I would just like to look together. We're looking here at the character whose name is Else. Okay, so this is an abbreviation of the name Elspeth. Nice name. There is even a play on this Else, because at some point she behaves as if somebody is naming her, where in fact they are using an expression like "what else?" Okay, so her name is important to her. The fact that for most people she has no name because she's homeless. That people don't see her, they don't know her name, nobody knows her name. Okay. Anyway, here we did read some of this in class, so I'd like you to reread it when you have time. We have page 15, which is Else, the words she speaks, these words which are missing the vowels, which she kind of abbreviates, which is repeated, and the way she feels physically, because she, people who live on the street get completely clogged up with catarrh. They can't breathe properly, they cough, etc. And so this is described. We continue on page 16, and on page 16, in the second column, you have the people around Else in the street, so comments from these people. And in your booklet, this, you have to jump a page, because page 17 should be page 18 and page 18 should be page 17. So in your booklets, this continues on page 18. Okay, here you go, darling. If you go to the top of page 18, here you go. That those are the continuation of these comments. And I've actually then given you a further section in the book, which is later on. And this continues in that column. Some of the things concerning love, which members of the public have said to Else over time. Okay. Here it is quite shocking because as she's a girl or a woman, most of these things are, this is an ironic use of the word love. I mean, a lot of these comments are to do with sex. Okay, I don't think this is necessarily the case, but I am thinking that you could here think of doing a monologue, actually using this character, using this text, using the character of Else and developing her, getting into her skin, imagining what it's like to be Else. The other alternative is to create a completely different homeless person and to work on that on your own, perhaps in a video, but already considering that you are going to involve other people in the class in this eventually and have them as the people passing by, the passers-by. This is my idea. Okay, you can suggest other ideas. I'm not asking you for this for next week. I'm asking you to start thinking about it. Maybe you can write things down in your journal for now and keep it in your mind. It may only interest one or two of you, and that's fine. All right. One particularly interesting bit, and again, this is just the final section of page 18, which again, we could develop. This is something also, I mean, we mentioned before the activity of the dream, of recounting a dream briefly. Another thing is this idea here that Elspeth had this one experience where a journalist from a paper asked to photograph the things she had in her pocket. And this was very meaningful for her. There is a list here of the things she had in the pocket that were photographed. And Else for once had her name, her full name, in this article and this list of things. This is a bit like I've seen articles in Sunday papers where every week they ask a famous person to show what they've got in their fridge, for example. I can't remember if this is in the Sunday Times or something. And each week this... So here this is a different idea because the homeless person, she doesn't have a fridge, she doesn't have a home. We can't photograph her. You know, in other papers I've seen, you know, you photograph somebody's room, somebody's flat. And it's usually a celebrity, a famous person. Here, this is a homeless person, and her home is in her pocket. That is her home, that is her life, in her pocket. So this is an idea we could develop even with other characters, what represents their life. I mean, we've looked at characters with a hotel room, which very definitely does not represent their life. It's this kind of neutral, nowhere place. And we are considering a character in that neutral, nowhere place. So here we're thinking about context and what represents people's lives. Okay, so again, you may comment on this in your journal. All right, I'm going to stop there. I'm hoping this video conference goes well, really in order to discuss everything together, to get your feedback, to get your ideas for how we progress. Okay, bye-bye.